Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2 cents at 3.28¾. May wheat up 10¾ cents at 5.60, and May beans down 4¾ cents at 8.49½. Really can't get much of a reason on why wheat's higher. It looks like Saudi Arabia wants some wheat. Egypt's going to want some wheat. Egypt came out and said something this morning about changing some of the delivery mechanisms. They want, I think, better letters of credit, which certainly the U.S. companies could give them. So maybe that implies a boost to U.S. Wheat here. There's still problems in Russia and Ukraine with them cutting back on wheat exports. So all that led us to 10 higher prices. We had the corn and beans lower as crude oil's down $1.35 a barrel right now. It's been a buck and a quarter higher, almost traded steady at one point. At one point, we were down about $3 a barrel on news that the Russians and Saudis are going to delay their OPEC meeting until Thursday. Apparently, they're squabbling about who started the price war. I don't think it really matters. I think both of them want it settled and settled fairly quickly. But with crude oil down, put some pressure on the beans and the corn here this morning. Meal's down $3. So all that led to the lower prices in the corn and the beans. We've got crop ratings coming out tonight on the wheat. We should get a better handle of how that situation is there. I'm not sure we'll get any early planting numbers on this report, maybe a week or two away. We have the WASDE report on Thursday. I wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of changes on there, but we'll have to see. So, you know, right now we're in a tough time in agriculture. The American Farm Bureau sent a letter, I think, to the White House saying that American farmers need help, whether it's dairy, cotton, livestock, or grains. It's a mess out here, and I would agree with that. And hopefully the president will have something positive to say about that in the days to come. The Dow Jones is currently up 800. On the futures, we'll open in another 13 minutes. Certainly no reason why we wouldn't open up, I'm guessing, 700 to 800 higher, maybe more. There'll be some resistance at last, I think it was last week's highs at 22,500 on the Dow. We'll see if we can get up there. It's another 700, 800 points. But overall, you know, is the week going to be enough to rescue the corn and beans? I don't know. We'll have to see here. But you know, I still think long-term, until we get coronavirus settled out and reopen economies, it's going to be a little bit tough on corn and beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.